how to get your life changed today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast. X stands for extra, for there is a Gospel Light Minute. This is podcast number 365, titled, How to Get Your Life Changed Today. Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. With a phone call in the middle of the night, a letter, a fall, an accident, a house burning down, or a sudden chance meeting, you can be comfortable in your lifestyle, whatever it may be, 1 minute, and the very next minute, your whole life can be changed forever, for the better or the worse. You can be poor and struggling 1 minute and win $1 million in a contest the next minute. Wouldn't that be a nice change? Or you could just be going about your everyday routine at home or work 1 minute and drop dead of a heart attack or a massive stroke the next minute. Now that would really be a change, but not a good one. But would it be a change for the better or for the worse for you? None of us knows how long we will live. None of us has the promise of our very next breath, much less our very next day, or our next heartbeat. All of us, no matter our age or health, need to be prepared to enter eternity at any time, there to stand before a holy and perfect God, God's book, the Holy Bible, in James 4:14, says, whereas ye know not, pardon me, the Holy Bible says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. The Bible states in Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Once is enough, isn't it? And just how will you be judged then? What will you say to God when he asks you why he should let you into his heaven? Will you tell him what a good person you've been? At least most of the time. But the Bible says in Romans 3:23 that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 1 John 1:8 says, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Will you remind him how you went to church on Easter and Christmas, or maybe even more often than that? The Holy Bible warns in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Will you then hear those dreaded words of the great judge, the God of the universe? "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Or will you honestly be able to say that you have accepted Jesus Christ? You have trusted in Jesus Christ as your very own personal Lord and Savior, and that he has paid your way into heaven. Jesus Christ said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man or woman or boy or girl cometh unto the Father but by me." Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved." If you would like to be able to say that, then the first thing you need to do is pray a simple prayer like this one. Just be sure you really mean it with all your heart. Repeat after me, believing in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. "Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before, I have stolen things before, I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life, for it is in your holy name I pray. Amen." Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com. and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, please visit GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, "What to Do After You Enter Through the Door." The gospel tract this podcast is based on is published by Gospel Tract Society, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page. You can order copies of this tract online at GospelTractSociety.org.